Amy Bloom's books have been nominated for the National Book Award and the National Book Critics Circle Award. Her latest novel, Away, began attracting enthusiastic reviews even before it was published. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan weighs in.
There are a lot of surface similarities to Toni Morrison's masterpiece, Beloved, in Amy Bloom's new novel, Away. Start with that echoing one-word title. Then consider the fact that both novels are grounded in real-life stories of heroic female endurance. Morrison's main character, Setha, was modeled on the figure of fugitive slave Margaret Garner. In 1856, as slave catchers were closing in, Garner murdered her own daughter, feeling that the child was better off dead than enslaved. Bloom's Away was inspired by the story of a young Russian immigrant woman named Lillian Alling, who in 1927 walked from New York City to Alaska, where she was last reported bartering with Eskimos for passage home to Siberia. In a way, Bloom takes the novelist's liberty of filling in the mysterious gaps in Alling's tale. She imagines that, like the harrowing act committed by Margaret Garner and her fictional counterpart Setha, Lillian's epic trek was motivated by an uprush of maternal instincts. Bloom's Lillian is the only survivor of a pogrom that wiped out her family in Russia. With little more than the clothes on her back, she journeys to the Lower East Side of New York, where she finds work by day as a seamstress and by night as the mistress of a Yiddish theater owner. Then a cousin from the old country turns up with the news that Lillian's baby daughter Sophie survived the pogrom and is living with former neighbors in Siberia. That's when Lillian starts walking westward. Literary fiction is light on female-on-the-road novels, so it's initially intriguing to see how Bloom handles this situation of a young woman shifting for herself in the wide-open spaces of 1920s America. Lillian smuggles herself onto trains, rides mules through Alaska, and staggers on blistered feet to try to reach the Bering Strait. Bloom's descriptions are sometimes affecting, especially at the beginning of the novel, where she focuses on Lillian's solitude as an immigrant. Describing Lillian's daily routine, Bloom's narrator says, "She dreams of the murder of her family. She wakes to the sound of her own screaming. She eats bread and cabbage with strangers in a small, dirty room. She puts in and takes out stitches to make cheap hats, puts together blue petals and takes apart flawed silk flowers, and she does it all badly. She learns the language of a country that terrifies her so that she can dig deeper into it and make a safe hole for herself because she has no other home." Like Setha, Lillian eventually will risk everything and withstand anything, prostitution, jail, even trapping and eating porcupines in the wild Yukon, to be reunited with the cherished daughter she thought was dead. It was somewhere around the middle of this novel, when Lillian was once again rescued by the kindness of strangers, this one a diminutive African-American prostitute named Gumdrop, that I realized that what Away really shared with Beloved were its flaws rather than its glories. Blame the contrarian critic Stanley Crouch for unforgettably enumerating those flaws. In an essay on Beloved in his 1990 collection called Notes of a Hanging Judge, Crouch ridiculed what he saw as Beloved's soap opera storyline, its mumbo-jumbo mysticism, and its simplistic worldview in which all African-American women are heroines of self-sacrifice, and all African-American men are either weak at best or at worst no good varmints like their Caucasian counterparts. I sometimes reread Crouch's essay because it's a great example of how a critic can be so smart about all that's creaky in a novel and yet miss the fact that the novel in question transcends those flaws through the animating intelligence and imaginative force of a writer's vision. Bloom's tepid Yiddish remake of Morrison's masterpiece doesn't pull off this magic trick. Her language, for one thing, would have to be much more inventive to distract us readers from a melodramatic plot and a multi-culti chorus line of cliched characters. That black hooker Gumdrop, unfortunately, isn't the novel's only tough dame with a heart of gold. As she wends her way to Siberia, Lillian is helped by Chinky Chang, a Chinese grifter, and a white card shark named Lorena, with whom Lillian shares tears. Together, we're told, the women cry over their daughters and over kindness and over the things love makes you do. It's too much schmaltz like this that ultimately makes me say oy vey about Away.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Away by Amy Bloom.